Who
Did I
was
hand
it?
it?
Who was it in the Academy Awards audience who was
Oh.
clapping like this?
Oh, okay. But you didn't
It was
understand what Spencer was doing. Spencer
was it
wasn't
McQueen?
clapping. Spencer was calling for the ball.
Yeah,
Yeah, Spencer
calling.
wanted everybody
Let me
to
get it.
clear out for an ISO.
Dion Waiters, I'm open. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Cellophane.
Mr. Cellophane, just by the
You've done a
way,
great job this week.
I want to. That's exactly right, Dominic. I wanted to say, Mr. Cellophane, it's a really big, really white pair of shoes that Alabaster left you. And you have filled them. You have filled our menu with topics that we have cliffhangers for now.
Yeah,
So
outstanding job this week.
where are we starting on, I believe, your last day as fill in Alabaster?
Thank you. I owe it all to you guys. And we're
Nobody
going
asked
to
for a
start.
speech. Chill out. Just read the topic.
Yeah, that was
really
a
didn't need
one-sentence
cool
speech.
it.
Thank
Cool it.
Didn't need to
Okay.
spike the football on
We
there.
don't need
I take it
thank
back.
yous. Yes, keep it.
I take it back. And we're going to start with Charles Barkley. The LIV Golf saga continues. He spoke out against people criticizing him for considering joining. So we're asking, what kind of impact would Charles Barkley have on LIV Golf?
So Spencer, Dominique and I decided yesterday that there are a couple of names that we would put at the very top of our draft board. If you are running a sports league and you're an authoritarian government, who are you drafting? We said Charles Barkley is number one.
No,
Then
for
some
you. For
okay.
you, Barkley is number one. Reese Witherspoon is my number one pick.
It's a good pick. When he said it yesterday, I was like, damn, that's a good point.
That is it. I would back up the Brinks truck for Reese Witherspoon because she brings like a beauty that's not intimidating, a personality that's lovable. City
It's
people
true.
like her, country people like her. Like Reese Witherspoon is like the perfect white Trojan horse to sneak in any sports washing you want to. I'm telling you, you trying to fool somebody or change your reputation,
Yeah,
get that Reese Witherspoon stamp of approval.
Spencer, so I had The Rock, but I feel like Reese Witherspoon is that's
too
our
black.
current medal stand. So I'm
Yeah.
wondering where you think Barkley and your personal pick would fit into that framework.
Barkley would be astonishing, but I had a revelation this week that Charles Barkley may be the smartest human being in America because he makes as much money as a college football head coach who works 90 hours a week talking to 17-year-olds instead of their family. And he only works like 9 hours a week, like
Yeah,
maybe 10
and
hours a week.
barely really works. Doesn't even know the
Yeah,
names of people that
he
he's
kind of has
covering.
fun. It's like
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's better at it than all of us. He is better
Correct.
at it than all of us. He made his
Not even
own
close.
gig, made his own job. He's the only person who can do it. That's a brilliant thing to do if you're capable of doing it. And he makes 10 to do it. That's after having a career as an NBA player and openly opining about his own financial irresponsibility. Like, bro, the accountant tells me I can spend this much this month. Like, that's what a
I didn't
genius.
know Spencer did a pretty good Barkley.
Yeah, that's nice.
That looks pretty good.
The key is this: 2 Chainz, Gomer Pyle, aka Jim Nabors, and Charles Barkley, they're all the same voice. You just have to tweak it a little bit, okay? Additionally, I would say this, okay? You're gonna have to get Barkley with a tremendous amount of money, and it's gonna top out at 10 hours a month max. Okay, now they'll go ahead and pay it, but you said Reese Witherspoon, and I thought for a second, okay. You could get a lot of people with the Reese gang. That's entirely possible. She's a mogul. She brings her own crew. She definitely does. She would be an effective sports washer. I have somebody who I have consistently underestimated, and I have given up on that. I am just going to assume because everyone loves this person, and he brings an absolute gang with him everywhere he goes. We're going to put Pat McAfee out there, all right? Because I'm convinced we can just put Pat McAfee out there. And you think all of the dudes are already here. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. There are always more dudes. And if you want more dudes, you can just go get Pat McAfee to do it. So yeah,
That's a
that's your lip.
I mean,
that's a real thing that I can see actually happening, by the way. That's like an actual business proposal for the
yeah.
LIV Golf Tour slash the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund.
Just bros talking about the kingdom. That's all it is.
There are like I feel like this topic,
Jesus.
there's a lot on this topic to me. Maybe not to many people, but like reading what Charles had to say about it, I have to like disagree with you slightly, Spencer, on him
Okay.
being the smartest person in the world,
Yeah.
because it seems like it's going to be a pain. And this is a question that comes up for a lot of times when we talk about these super rich people, is how much money do you need? I don't think that they're going to pay him enough money to like change his lifestyle, because in my view, they're like plateaus of wealth where if you're anywhere within this band, your life is not going to change. I don't know how much they're going to pay him, but there's only one like band of wealth higher than Charles Barkley, and that's Bezos land. And if they're not going to pay him Bezos money, what do you need to work for? Like, what? It just doesn't make sense to me.
I think so. On that, it's funny, right? Like, social. There's a lot that's unfunny about this story. We talked about that yesterday. We can talk about it again in a little bit. But just
we
in
talk
terms
about
of
it
the,
every day. The unfunny
we talk about it all of the time. But the absurdity is worth digging into here, because Dominique, there's like social science psychology that suggests that like actually there is one band and the band starts at like $80,000 and then beyond that it's all diminishing returns. So it's all kind of the same.
No, hold on, to fully explain that, that's about happiness.
About happiness, right. Yes. How much money do you need talking, to be happy?
I'm talking about like experiences. So like there are different experiences. So anyway, proceed. I'm saying that there are different. There's own your own yacht money. There's like.
Own your own yacht that has another boat that people call a yacht, but is actually your
helipad on your yacht money.
My big comfy chair can only get so big and so comfy.
Yeah,
right. Like is the limit. Like,
there's call ahead money where you got to call ahead to the dock to make sure that the water is deep enough for your yacht to come in.
Wow.
Then there's other people who got yachts. They're like, I didn't even know.
Yeah,
that harbor.
Yeah, you know, like Baby Billy on Righteous Gemstones says that he judges people's wealth by whether their sofa got cup holders in them, and those are his words, not mine. Like that's if you're at that level of wealth, which like I'm trying to attain, anything above that just seems alien. I can't imagine. Well, also, like all moral issues aside, and they are weighty and substantial here. How are you going to get Charles's large self on a plane a couple times a year to go over there? You know, for that, like that's uncomfortable.
Well, I think part of what I suspect here is that Charles Barkley is actually just wondering how much he can get paid for this, right? Because they're paying like Henrik Stenson $40 million or whatever the hell it is, and he's like, well, wait a minute, if I extrapolate, I can get what? You know, like I can get 9 figures to sports wash. And he also, by the way, objects. We should read the quotes here to the New York Post. Right. He objects to sports washing as a concept.
Yeah.
Greg Norman. Well, let's read the. No. But Dominic, it's worth parsing.
No, I have lots to say. Thoughts. And I need to shut up and let you get through this.
Me too, because Barkley started by saying all of this. Quote, listen, they are making up words like blood money and sports washing. And I said, we have all taken blood money and we've all sports washed something. So I don't like those words, to be honest with you, end quote. And so, look, he also like railed against selective outrage as a concept and all of this stuff. I guess where I land on the vocabulary question is just like, I would hope our outrage is selective. Like the idea of just like blanket fire hose outrage all the time. Like, no, we should be calibrating and figuring out what is the difference. What is actually... What are we opting to care about? And it does feel, Charles, like there's a difference between, wow, I have a phone that was made in China versus I am being paid by the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund directly.
Right. Very true. So there's a difference between ignorance and aggressive ignorance. And by saying like they're making up words, blood money and sports washing, like, that is aggressive ignorance. And if you're going to take money from somebody, like I could even abide some level of like ignorance. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know what's happening. I don't completely understand the geopolitical dynamics of what I'm doing. That's ordinary ignorance. Coming out and being like, oh, they're just making up words, just to me feels like aggressive ignorance. So that's one. The second thing is once you start doing like whataboutism and rationalizations, and slippery slope, like those are all signs that you know you're wrong. Like, because that's what we all do. That's what I do when I'm in a fight and with like my wife or an argument. My wife's like, I don't know, you left your underwear on the floor. Why don't you pick them up? Well, you didn't do the dishes last night. So that, like, at this moment, that ain't what we're talking about. It's a brilliant like argument tactic. Because then you're changing the game. It's like we're playing basketball. All of a sudden, we're playing football. And then him trying to rationalize it with like, we're all taking blood money. I understand, but That lands us at this, like, early 90s hip-hop slogan that got on my nerves then, but gets on my nerves now, is like, only God can judge me. It's like, right. Only people without who have been completely moral their entire life can judge me. Like, if you got an iPhone, you can't be mad at me for taking $100 million from the Saudi Arabian sovereign wealth fund. So I'm sorry. I still have more to say, but I'll be quiet.
No, say it. But
I got to pass the rock.
No, because Spencer, mm-hmm. There is a lot here, and I feel like critiquing capitalism in general as a whole is a fair, consistent moral position, but that's not exactly even what Charles is doing here.
No, and I agree. The problem when you're like doing that much work, you're already down the slippery slope, right? And you are scrambling. You are scrambling because you're probably headed towards that. Additionally, just to go take this back to like LIV Golf specifically, why are they doing this? There's an obvious answer to this person and who they want to recruit that's on the other end of the set at TNT. And it's Shaq, because Charles will talk out loud about this and he will have a conversation which is aggressively ignorant and honest at the same time, a dynamic yes. which Charles, beloved as he is, has embraced on several different occasions, including this week, by the way, because there was a viral clip of him talking about how much he loved and supported gay and trans people. That yes. might be an issue with his partnership.
Has anyone yeah. considered? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, but on top of that, Shaq will endorse anything. Oh, yeah. This is like one of Charles's bits. Oh. That, you know, he'll go anything from foot powder yeah. to bargain right. insurance to his
and
own green
not,
soda.
And not over. Admit that it's a bit. No. He will genuinely tell you the general saves some time. And it's like, I guess
yeah.
he believes that.
Yeah, no. Like,
what's the commercial where he does the kissy face and the shoulder dance? Is that like Icy Hot?
Icy Hot when he does the, yeah. Does a little Shaq thing? Yeah. So, like, this to me goes back to one of LIV Golf's, like, strategic problems. That they're just writing checks. Like, they're just getting names. And if the name's there, they'll take it. And it won't even necessarily be a very well-considered name in terms of who they're picking. They're just throwing money.
You could lie to me, though. Like, I don't mm-hmm. know, Pablo. Is there more that you have before I go on another diatribe and rant? Because he won't even lie. He don't even do us the courtesy of lying to us. And I don't know if a lefty is lying or not. But at least he gave me a story. Like, I don't, what I don't understand, and like, people, we need stories. I don't understand, like, to my original point, why? You're complaining
Dominic,
about the backlash.
Yeah, so can
why would you endure this backlash if you ain't going to Bezos money? So now, if there's a guy, speaking of Bezos, if there's someone who's working in Jeff Bezos is one of, or I guess he doesn't run Amazon anymore, but if someone's working in an Amazon warehouse is like, hey, the sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia, go give me $10 million. Well, I'm gonna have to take that backlash. By all mm-hmm. means, that's a story that I can understand. But for Charles Barkley, it's like, I want to make the same amount of money that I make now, but do less work. But I don't need any of it, and I complain about work. It just but give me a story. Tell me you're in gambling debt. Tell me something that makes me like feel like
okay, at least that's zesty, right? Like Phil's like, no, yeah, this man, is... I got bills. I got the like. So go ahead, tell me more. I want to know this whole story.
Two things that jump out at me immediately. Number one is that Dominique just casually referred to Phil Mickelson as lefty.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name off the top. Nickname came to my mind. I mean, I was talking about gambling, and it seemed like that's a more appropriate name for a gambler.
That's correct.
Not even alleged, admitted.
Especially a bad gambler. Like lefty.
Super terrible gambler. And there's a through line, by the way, of sports betting and all of this.
I feel like if I had a bookie and I got all my bets right all the time, they might call me righty. But if I got them wrong all the time,
yeah,
they wouldn't call me wrongy. They call me lefty.
Yeah, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. But the thing that wrongy is saying here, right? Because there's a lot of wrong coming out of Charles Barkley, who I love. And by the way, when I say, by the way, who I love,
yeah,
that's part of the price tag. No, but this is also the sports washing of it, right? It's because everybody loves Charles. I love Charles. Anybody who's texted Charles, who's met him, we all love him because he is the guy who shows up to funerals of random Asian guys that he meets, and there are legends about this, and he's like just – and he proclaims very progressive, like brave things like Spencer was alluding to. He loves trans people.
Yep.
But here, what he's also doing is kind of just being – he's being the nightmare, right? A nightmare where you can't criticize anyone who does anything on moral grounds. That's where this slope leads to. And if you can't point out that there are differences in degree of what you are doing, that is tremendously just messed up, being paid directly by an authoritarian government, right? If you can't point that out, then shame as a guardrail, and this may be the theme of America and our planet in the last, I'm counting this, yes, 6 years, right? Mm-hmm. Shame is no longer an effective guardrail on behavior. Once we're there,
for me,
it's just so depressing. And maybe it's been that way the whole time, Dominique, yeah. But it feels like it's accelerating via our most popular figures now, where to criticize someone is to cancel them and to be a school marm as opposed to be someone who's like pointing out, yeah. Look at what this government does.
And using like the word woke as a pejorative. It might have been Spencer who I saw tweet out like, what is the opposite of woke? It might have been you, but I think like it was just a good question because everyone throws woke around like it, or not mm-hmm. everyone, many people throw woke around like it's an insult. So like, then you're the opposite of it. You are like, I don't know, yeah. Like restrictive, repressive. Like, I don't know what the opposite of woke is, but I don't want to be it.
Yeah, you don't get to go to the party and enjoy the food and the beverages and then say you weren't at the party and then say you didn't, you know, provide material or emotional support to the thing additionally. And yes, the interjection will happen right after this. If you say no, something won't. Like only God can judge me, all right, then the comma on that is, but I'm going to try. Like that's you can yeah. say that. That's cool. It's still coming out of my mouth, yeah. right? I still think what yeah. you're doing is either, you know, immoral, stupid, ill-advised, or problematic.
Yeah. The last thing I'll say is like about the selective outrage that Charles was speaking of. Like it feels like the outrage doesn't feel selective in the way that he means it to be. It feels appropriate, but we live in this era where we get so much news and we get so much information that like the zone is perpetually flooded with shit that like, and I feel this personally, that I feel like an obligation or responsibility, especially when things get into sports, to like make a public declaration or like participate in some way in the solution. So like while Charles Barkley and people like him might feel like everyone's getting canceled, like that, on the opposite end of that is us who are doing the like canceling, which like is stupid. Like I feel like I gotta perpetually be canceling y'all assholes. Like please stop being assholes.
Don't stop making me. Yes, stop making me wag my finger. Like nobody wants to do this, but it's just getting ridiculous.
You're wasting my time, Charles. Like you got enough money, you don't have to do this. Go sit down somewhere. Let someone else do it, so that I can then go give them the Mutombo.
Also, in the end, when you say I'm canceling somebody or something, don't say my preference is invalid, right? Yeah. If we can't have a consumer economy where I am always right as the consumer, yeah. which, by the way, that saying is in matters yeah. of taste only, okay? That's actually what the original saying is. But, like, if that's the choice I'm making, I'm not being woke. That is my preference. That's it. I'm going to go do this thing. You're still going to go do this thing, which is what Charles is saying, right? Like, I don't know if I'm going to do it. Sounds like you're going to do it. Sounds like you'll go down a peg in my book. And there's nothing either of us can do about that. That's a relationship. And that's a preference. All right. It has nothing to do with ideology. That has to right. do with what I want in my life, what I want to be associated with. Even if these little sort of minute little choices, like what I'm going to watch, what's going to be on my TV, and who I'm going to listen to talk about basketball or golf.
And Phil was the first one in this, and he caught a lot of the heat for it. But looking back on like what the leaked like quotes insinuated, it's like, I know what's going on, but I'm broke and I need this money. Like it almost feels, sorry, Cellophane. Go ahead, Mr. Cellophane. Like at least to me, like that feels better than Charles saying, y'all chill out. Like, what about this? What about that? Y'all too angry.
I know,
like
that. I know.
I'd rather someone be like, yeah, I know they did all that bad stuff, but I'm broke as shit. Like I got to do something.
Mr. Cellophane, we've boxed you out like Charles Barkley in the paint for about 20 minutes. So please, what do you need?
Thank you. Now, I just have a question to kind of push things forward, because obviously Charles Barkley is a very interesting person, you know, an analyst that we like watching on TNT. Is this something that would make you guys tempted to watch LIV Golf? And do you think that this is something that the general public, who, you know, maybe wouldn't have watched LIV Golf, would actually watch for him?
No, I mean, so it's interesting, right? Barkley also says in this interview that LIV Golf is about to get a TV deal, right? He says that this has been rumored within LIV Golf, that he believes it personally. And to me, I would watch Charles Barkley. I would click on a video that comes across my timeline of Charles Barkley talking about LIV because I'm morbidly fascinated by the whole thing. I want to see how much the NBA and China figures into this because we have to acknowledge here, by the way, that yes, doing business with China, also morally problematic, also not an excuse to get into bed even more transparently with another authoritarian government. But I don't think people necessarily, to Spencer's point, I don't know if people are actually interested. Actually, I don't believe they're actually interested in like the golf events themselves.
Well, that's the reason to bring Charles over, because Charles isn't there for his golfing. He's there because he's funny and likable and people might tune in. I don't know. Well, I wouldn't watch it anymore. And it's not like a moral stance. Like if he was doing some version of this with the sport that I appreciated, I might still watch it. So I'm not saying that from a moral position, but I just, Charles Barkley isn't going to get me to tune in. When they do those like celebrity matches, like I don't watch those. I wait and hear and get all the important quotes from Twitter later on and all the stuff that I want to laugh at. So no, it wouldn't impact it, but it doesn't matter, because if it works for, if money ain't a thing, I go ahead and put an extra cup holder in there. I never have more than one bottle of water or maybe a cup of coffee, but I might need six cup holders because someone does.
I mean, I could Game of Thrones. I could Game of Thrones this whole thing, and by that I mean I never watched an episode of Game of Thrones until the finale. But I have social media, and it just summarized the whole thing for me anyway, so that I know all the characters and I've seen all the scenes when people get their, you know, eyeballs pulled out of their head. Exactly. I'm good. I can do that, and anything I need, I'm gonna get from there. That's the one thing that I don't think people necessarily understand about how we thin slice content these days. A lot of times, you can just sit up there and wait. It's honestly like a sea lion trailing behind a boat. I'm gonna wait for you to catch the fish, then I'm gonna take it off the line. Okay, I don't need to do all the work.
Do they actually do that?
They do that all the time. Oh, love sea lions.
Oh man, love sea lions. Sea lions are terrifying. One last thing,
I
just
saw
like
a guy loses pinky to a shark on the internet today. Speaking of internets,
just a pinky. How did that work?
It was a small shark, and he was like pulling it out of water, trying to impress his family or something. And then he yells the F word really loud because the shark latched on to his pinky and then started doing the little spin of death and mm-hmm. took one with him. And he said, F, I lost my pinky. The kids were not impressed. I think he was trying to show off for the kids. Not impressed.
Hey, that seems, you know what? That's getting off easy. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, Pablo.
Yeah, there was a sort of like segue I was going to make to how all of these depictions of violence are also references to actual violence that may be perpetrated by Saudi Arabia, but I feel like we've reached the end of our conversation here.
Yeah,
we've reached the end of a conversation, which Charles Barkley, by the way, single-handedly illustrates this is what sports washing is. The definitional obscuring of like the actual moral horrors, because hey, pretty much everything is like everything else. Like that's what this is, for the record here, Mr. Salafate.
So I have a question for you guys, because we're running low on time. You want to skip ahead to Mac Brown?
Nope. Sure. No.
Nope.
Let's do it.
No.
No.
Let's do it. Okay, we're going to do it anyway. And our question is Mac Brown right to insinuate that mega conferences and an expanded playoff would make college football worse?
Hit him with it.
All right, Spencer. Dion Waiters.
Absolutely not. Because one, to describe the sport of college football as a unified entity is always very, very weird to me, because it's never been a unified thing. Never. In fact, the rare instances where we've had cross-regional competition, those are important for a reason, because otherwise we don't actually know who's good. We're closer to knowing who's good and having some sort of unified standard for the sport than we've ever been at any point in the game. If Mac says, well, my fear is we go to a 2-mega conference situation, and then your playoff will come 16 teams, because maybe you're the NFL.
That's nice.
First of all, you won't be the NFL until you pay your players.
And the NFL's awesome.
You should be thinking you might. Yeah, exactly. Like the NFL, you can say a lot of things about the NFL. And I do, as a critique of the sport, it's not my favorite brand of football because, frankly, y'all are too good. You're too good. I think football's better when it's got a little breathing room for error, okay? I think it's better when you've got a future accountant out there playing safety. It's more amusing to me personally. But additionally, you go to a two-mega conference situation. I like the implication that Mac Brown says as coach at UNC that, one, he's some kind of underdog. Classic coach move there, right? A coach is always the emperor cowering, going, I'm just an old man. No, you actually have all the power in this situation, okay? Two, that you have a future where there's a two mega conference situation. It was already here. The Big Ten and the SEC already dominated, and everyone else is either just a mid-major conference or something like the ACC or the Big 12, which was kind of in between, kind of a second tier major.
Mid-major as a term has never sounded more insulting than it does now. Man, you're a real mid-major. analogy time, though, right? To me, for all of those reasons that Spencer laid out, Mac Brown just feels like a guy who owns a Sega Dreamcast. And it's like, does no one want to play Sega Dreamcast anymore? It's like, no, we have a PlayStation and people are playing Halo on Xbox. You came in early with the Sega Dreamcast and you have a contract with the ACC till 2030 bleeping six, again with us staring fourth wall breaking it. So sorry, dude.
What, like, is the...
you don't oppose video games, you just hate that your video game is not being played in the same way.
What's the game? So you name the games for other systems. What's the dream? Is it
Power
like Sonic?
Power Stone. Exactly.
Power Stone?
Exactly.
I was gonna go Jet Set Radio.
Oh, that one's good too.
Jet
that
Set Radio. Yeah.
So you guys had Dreamcast, huh? Both of you.
I played Power Stone alone.
I don't know what that is. I did not have a Dreamcast.
Nobody knows what it is.
I played a lot of their 2K franchise, their equivalent franchise. It was a great football game, hands down, especially the NFL version. Incredible. All right.
Only time I played Dreamcast was like in the mall at like the video game store where you could play with the little sample Dreamcast that had the controller that was locked in. Like, none of my friends ever got a Sega Dreamcast. That wasn't something we were doing. It, like, you remember Neo Geo? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Also, something that I heard about, but
wasn't
never
there like
played.
A Lynx or a Jaguar? Were those both video game systems?
I think so.
Yeah. They were. Yeah. One was Sega. Yeah.
Sega CD also, but
also this, we should point out that the Sega Dreamcast, to continue this, the Sega Dreamcast was very innovative and ahead of its time and failed, all right?
Yes.
It is typically the model. One model that Mac Brown endorsed when he was head coach at Texas in particular was someone who embedded himself with the power brokers. He, in fact, hired one of Texas's biggest boosters as his personal attorney to show you how deeply he was dug in at Texas, okay? Embrace the recruiting over talent development philosophy at Texas. Not that they didn't do both, but his approach was always, I'm just going to get a bunch of dudes. We're going to manage to make the most attractive offer we can make to them, and then they're going to come to Texas. And then I'm going to make $5, $6 million a year at Texas. And that's what he did. You can't be a pig born from the slop and complain about the mud.
Oh, you guys are killing it.
That is what Mac Brown is doing here. By the way, you can say anything you want to an open mic. Mac Brown did it last year, if you remember, when UNC immediately tanked at the beginning of the season, despite being a preseason top 10 team, and then blamed the media. Said, well, it's not your fault you thought we were good. It's not my fault. It's your fault you thought we were good. Wait, really? This is the man who, the minute Texas was competing for a national champion slot, would always get on any microphone he could find and go, you know, I think we deserve a shot. Even if they weren't like two or three games out, right? This is somebody who understands at all costs how to work this system. If he is complaining about this system, it is not out of some sort of elder statesman wisdom. It is because it is personally disadvantageous to him at UNC. That is why.
Right. Yes. So, well done. Nice job weaving your analogy into your analysis.
That was a well-played segue.
Are outstanding. But he's 71 years, or he will be 71 at the end of next month. And he's still making, like you said, Spencer, about $5 million a year. Where does he think this money is coming from? Like, to me, it seems so obvious that, like, if you want to keep making that money, you want to make more money, like, you should be a proponent of this thing continuing to get professionalized. And the one thing I would say in Mac Brown's meager defense is you are going to be losing something. Something will be changing. the idea that Spencer said we're getting closer to knowing who's actually good, that's true. That ain't always a good thing.
No.
Because, like, as many fans I'm sure can attest, it's pretty fun thinking your team's good all season and never being proven wrong. Like, it's really nice to beat up on your bad conference and never have to go down and see what Alabama talking about. Like, you remember when Miami was killing it? They were like 11-0, and then they had to find out what the real – and, like, Notre Dame out here dominating. Then they had to find out what they really talking about. So I do think we're going to lose that. It's fun to be – as a person who was a member of three of those teams, we were really good in ACC. And we went out of the ACC and it was like, not so fast, Florida.
No, it's like how you're an awesome Tennessee, though. It's like you're an awesome karaoke singer.
Gave them the business too.
And then someone shows up and they're like, wait a minute, you do this. You're like, why are you here? Like a professional singer.
Playing us all?
Go Terps, baby. Go Terps.
Corona.
Corona, thank you for your sponsorship, your presentation, your love, really. And yeah, follow us at Debatable, Mr. Cellophane. You brought us to the finish line and we survived.
You had a great week. Congratulations.
Really great week.
Well done.
Lord, that's a horrifying.
That's not a real man.
That's how
you not even close.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead. Throw yourself some confetti.
That's a bad sprinkle.
Should we
falling apart at the end? It was a bad sprinkle.
Should we play Sega Dreamcatch together on Twitch? Can we do that?
I think we can make that work. You know what Dreamcatch?